Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called The Belly Rebellion, an original story inspired by a Latin fable written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Samuel and Miriam Ferris and their family in Woodinville, Washington, Frankie and William Canfield and their family in Farmington, Utah, and Juniper and Monty and their family in Collingswood, New Jersey. Thank you so much, Monty, Juniper, William, Frankie, Miriam, and Samuel. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, and now we're also on Cameo. Check us out over there if you'd like to get a personal video message for someone special. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now, here's a word from our sponsors.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Thanks! Enjoy the episode. The Belly Rebellion. Once upon a time, the different parts of the body were gathered together in discussion. At first, it was just the usual things. The skin talking about the soft feel of a new shirt. The tongue relating the sweet taste of a late-night dessert. The feet complaining about the hard miles walked on the way to work. Of course, as it tends to go, the complaints led to more complaints. And soon, all the parts of the body were comparing their grievances, which is just a fancy word for a complaint you make when something feels unfair.
Back and forth. Step, stomp, step, and stomp, grumbled the feet. We're stuffed into smelly shoes, and then we're made to tromp around on the cold, hard ground. And the shoes we only get if we're lucky. A lot of times we're made to go bare on the asphalt and the sidewalks, and we get scraped up. And don't even get us started about stubbed toes. Nothing hurts more than really just wanging your pinky toe against a table leg.
You think it's hard to walk all day? Said the hands. We're constantly being asked to do every little chore. Pick this up, put that down, play with the video game remote, take out the trash. We're calloused from working and burnt from cooking, and then what do they do to thank us? They use our fingers to pick their noses. Sure, stinky shoes must be bad, but I bet it beats being buried in boogers. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that sounds pretty bad, too, agreed the feet. I think we must have it worse than anyone.
You think you have it bad? Asked the teeth. I have to chew and crunch and munch every piece of food you go shoveling into the mouth. Crispy carrots and crackly candy and muscly meat. I have to bite through it all again and again and again. And you want to know the worst part? Do you want to know the absolute no good, terribly bad, downright ghastly and lousy worst part?
What's the worst part?
Asked the hands, always willing to help. The worst part is I don't get to taste it at all. I do all the hard work. And then the tongue gets to sit there and taste everything. Does that seem fair to you?
Well, that's not fair at all, said the feet. But at least you don't have stinky shoes.
Or boogers, added the hands.
Hey, don't blame me, said the tongue. Sure, I get to taste the food, but only for a second. Besides, half the time the things taste absolutely terrible. You think the parents just let us eat candy and dessert all the time? No! Half the time it's school lunch bread or sour pickles or some kind of spicy sauce. For every roasted Brussels sprout with salt and butter,
There are a dozen that get boiled to mush and taste like dishwater. The one who really has it easy is the belly.
Well, hey, said the belly. What did I do?
That's exactly it, snapped the tongue. You don't do anything. I scoop and slurp and schloop all the food down to you, and you just sit there and enjoy it. Tell me, how is that fair, huh?
Well, I don't just sit there.
Oh, you totally do, said the feet. We have to walk all the way to work and then walk around the store, and even after that I have to walk into the kitchen. You think food just appears? No way! It's walk, walk, walk all over the place just to get so much as a grape!
But, like, I do my part, said the belly.
Yeah, your part is sitting there enjoying the food that we all work so hard to get for you, said the hands. The poor feet have to walk us all over the place, and we have to deal with boogers.
Which don't taste great, by the way, said the tongue.
Exactly. So say we want something with garlic. We have to fish the garlic out and get the cutting board. We have to chop up all the little cloves, chop, 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 and half the time we get a cut on our fingers. Then we have to put all that garlic in a hot pan, and the times we don't get cut, we get burned. And after all that, we still have to do the work of shoveling it into our mouth for you to enjoy.
Well, yeah, but...
No buts, said the hands.
Yeah, leave me out of this, said the butt.
And then, said the teeth, after all that hard work by the hands, I have to crunch it all up. Do I get any thanks for that? No, I get scrubbed raw with a brush every morning and every night. Sometimes they take floss and wrap it all around me. And then, because someone else chose to have too much sugar, I have to go to the dentist and have a cavity filled. And the whole time, Belly, you just sit there relaxing and enjoying the result of all our hard work.
Not anymore, said the tongue. I say, from now on, until the belly decides to pull its weight, we stop eating. Why are we doing all this hard work for some freeloader?
No, but, like, I do help, said the belly. I take the food and then I, you know, move it all around.
Oh, sure you do, said the hands. No one is buying it. Starting today, no more food for you. It's a belly rebellion, said the feet. It's a belly rebellion.
The belly tried to explain, but the other parts of the body had worked themselves into a tizzy. They were upset with a capital U, and they weren't about to listen to some lousy freeloader. So they all stopped helping the belly get food. The feet stopped walking to work or the store or even to the refrigerator. They just laid up and relaxed. No socks, no smelly shoes, just bare toes wiggling free in the open air.
Ah, the feet said. Now this is living. These little piggies are going nowhere fast, and I love it.
The hands were taking a break of their own. They refused to do chores or comb or clean or even play video games. They just laid on the lap, doing nothing in particular, and they definitely didn't fetch food or chop or clean, and they definitely didn't put any food in the mouth for the belly to enjoy.
Now I see how easy living can be, they said, flexing their fingers. I don't know why I worked so hard for so long. Idle hands are happy hands.
Inside the mouth, the teeth were happily not doing any chewing. They didn't crunch or munch. They didn't chomp or chaw. There were no crispy carrots or crackly candies or muscly meats. There was no brushing or flossing or even trips to the dentist. They simply sat in their sockets, all snug and safe and sound.
What a life, they said. Who knew doing nothing could feel so good?
Just behind, the tongue agreed. It hadn't had to do any scooping or schlooping or slurping.
There were no nasty-tasting boiled veggies or stale and sad school lunch breads. There were no sour pickles or spicy sauces. The tongue sat in the bottom of the mouth like a lazy slug and soaked. "This is the life for me," it said, wiggling its way deeper down. "No more moving food for that lazy belly." The belly, all empty and hungry, could only groan and growl. Of course, it had a valuable job. It digested all the food and sent the useful energy all throughout the body. The stomach was just as necessary as the feet or the hands or the teeth or the tongue. It just wasn't as obvious about it, which, of course, it couldn't help. The days went by and the stomach got no food, so it had no energy to send to the rest of the body. Soon, the feet found themselves tired, nearly too sleepy to step.
"What? What's wrong with us?" they said, toes too tired to twitch. "I don't know," said the hands. "I can barely lift a finger."
"I don't think I could crunch a cucumber," said the teeth with a great heaving yawn.
"Shush, you all," muttered the tongue. "I'm trying to sleep."
"What's wrong with us?" the feet asked. "Ugh, I told you I'm useful," said the belly, mustering up all its strength. "Feet, you get the food. Hands, you make the food. Teeth, you chew the food. And tongue, you help swallow it down. Then I don't just keep it for myself. I break it down and I send the energy back to all of you. We have to work together like we always have."
"The belly," whispered the hands. "The belly must be right."
"We need to get some food," said the teeth, "before it's too late and we can't move."
The tongue snored.
"Come on, everyone," said the belly. "We can do this. Feet, you need to get us to the fridge."
"But it's so far away."
"Oh, man, I believe in you," said the belly.
The feet swung to the floor and the entire body tipped dangerously.
"We're too weak," said the feet. "We're going down."
The hands reached out at the last second and caught the kitchen counter.
"Hands got it."
"Good work,"
said the feet.
"Thanks for the help."
"Yeah, we all work together," said the belly.
The hands opened the fridge and pulled out a leftover slice of pizza. It was a little stiff, but it had peppers, sausages, and onions on it, and it smelled amazing.
"Nearly there."
The hands, shaking and slow, brought the pizza up to the mouth.
"So tired,"
said the teeth.
"You got this," cheered the feet.
The teeth bit down, and as the flavors hit the tongue, it woke up.
"Food, food," the tongue said.
"Down the hatch." The tongue sent the food tumbling down into the belly.
"Now," said the belly, "watch what I can do."
The food was bubbled away, smaller and smaller, and the energy was sent all through the body. The feet felt themselves able to stand on their own. The hands were suddenly strong enough to feed another bite, and the teeth and tongue made short work of it. Soon, the entire leftover pizza was gone, and the body was feeling much, much better.
"All right. Is everyone okay now?" the belly asked. "I'm finished with the pizza."
"Thank you," said the feet. "We're sorry we ever doubted you were helping."
"Yeah, we're sorry," said the hands. "I guess it's not always easy to see how other parts are helping sometimes."
"We couldn't do it without you," said the teeth.
"Thanks again, belly," said the tongue.
"No worries," said the belly. "Just keep the food coming and we're all good. Deal?"
"That's a deal,"
said the feet. And from that day on, the parts of the body understood that each was helpful in its own special way, and they never again punished themselves by trying to punish each other. The end. Today's story, The Belly Rebellion, was an original story inspired by a Latin fable written for you by Daniel Hines, edited and produced for you by Andrew Martin, and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, commission a special video on Cameo, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening! Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.